police raid suspected Las Vegas biolab with possible ties to illegal California lab. Authorities in Las Vegas raided a home in the early morning hours of January 31, uncovering an alleged illegal biological laboratory that could be linked to a similar biolab operated by Chinese nationals discovered 2 years ago in California. "This is an extremely complex investigation," Las Vegas Sheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters Saturday. SWAT teams and the FBI entered the home on Sugar Springs Drive in northeast Las Vegas just before 6 a.m. on January 31 after they were tipped off about the possible biolab located inside, McMahill said. A video of the search showed SWAT team members entering the driveway of the property covered in protective gear as they approached the garage. The teams entered and found evidence of biological materials, including refrigerators containing vials of unknown liquids. "The police department's hazard team is working with other local teams, the FBI, and fire departments to ensure proper recovery and mitigation of the items," McMahill said. One person was detained during the operation, but McMahill did not disclose their identity. The sheriff said authorities could remain on the scene for days as they process it. The home is owned by David Destiny Discovery LLC, according to the Clark County Assessor's Office. David Destiny Discovery LLC was registered in Nevada under the name David He, the same name as the pseudonym used by Jia Dezhu, who was arrested in October 2023 in connection with the illegal biolab in Reedley, California. Zhu is a Chinese citizen who formerly lived in Clovis, California. In 2023, he was charged with manufacturing and distributing medical devices in violation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and for making false statements to the Food and Drug Administration, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. According to court documents, Zhu and others allegedly manufactured, imported, sold, and distributed hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 test kits and HIV, pregnancy, clinical urinalysis, and other kits in the United States and China. Their companies, Universal Meditech Incorporated and Prestige Biotech Incorporated, were based in Fresno and Reedley. The U.S. House Select Committee on the CCP issued an investigation report on the Reedley Biolab, finding the lab contained thousands of samples of labeled, unlabeled, and encoded potential pathogens, including HIV, malaria, tuberculosis, and COVID-19. The illegal lab also contained a freezer labeled Ebola, which has a lethality rate of between 25 and 90%, according to the report. The lab also had nearly 1,000 transgenic mice, genetically engineered to mimic the human immune system. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not test any of the samples recovered from the lab, according to the report.